This is Yoga for Grandmas. Come to sit in a straight-backed, hard chair. Sit on the edge of the chair so that both of your feet can be planted firmly on the floor. Look down to see your feet and make sure that they're actually parallel. Sit up nice and tall through your spine, as if you were lifting up straight through the crown of your head. Place your hands on your thighs, draw your shoulders back, and close your eyes. In your mind's eye, take a scan of your body, starting at your feet, working up through your ankles, your shins, your knees, and so forth, giving yourself the time to notice how your body feels today. Notice if there's any places of sensation, of discomfort. Also notice what your energy is like. And then begin to bring your attention to your breath. Sense where in your body you feel the breath moving, whether it's more in your ribs or in your belly. Now we'll practice a very simple breathing technique, which is a 4-part inhalation and a 4-part exhalation. To start, we'll exhale all the breath out, draw your belly back to your spine, and then inhaling in for 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhaling 1, 2, 3, 4, inhaling 1, 2, 3, 4, exhaling 1, 2, 3, 4, inhaling 1, 2, 3, 4, exhaling 1, 2, 3, 4, inhaling 1, 2, 3, 4, exhaling 1, 2, 3, 4. Allow your breath to be natural. And notice if you feel any difference in your body. Keeping your chest lifted, slowly drop your chin towards your chest and begin to open your eyes. Press your hands down into your thighs. As you inhale, lift your chest up, arch your spine towards the ceiling, and then as you exhale, gently round your spine back towards the chair back and back of you. As you inhale in, lift your chest forward and up, arch the spine. And as you exhale, gently round the spine behind you. Inhaling in, lifting up tall, stretch the chest towards the ceiling. And then as you exhale, gently rounding the spine back. Inhaling in, lifting up your chest. And as you exhale, gently rounding the chest back, pulling the belly back to your spine. Inhaling in, sit up nice and straight. And bring your hands down by your sides. Turn the palms to face the ceiling. As you inhale, gently float the arms up as much as they can go towards the ceiling. And as you exhale, turn the palms down and press the palms back down towards your sides. This looks a little bit like a snow angel. Inhaling in, turning your palms up, stretch through the arms, lift the chest. And as you exhale, gently press the hands back to your sides. Inhaling in, reaching the arms out and up, stretch tall. Exhaling, pressing the hands down to your sides. Continue on your own breath, beginning to match the movement of your arms with the inhalation and the exhalation. After your next exhalation, bring your hands back down onto your lap. Inhale and lift tall through your spine. And as you exhale, we'll take a gentle twist to the right. Bring your left hand to the outside of your right thigh and bring your right hand either to the right armrest or hold on to the right side of the seat. Inhaling in and lift up tall. As you exhale, a very gentle twist to the right. Inhaling in, lift up through your spine. Exhaling out, your belly draws back and twist. One more time, inhaling in, gentle lift up. Exhale, gentle twist. Inhale, come back to center, and we'll take the other side. Cross your right hand to the outside of your left thigh, and bring your left hand either onto the armrest or onto the left side of the seat. As you inhale, get tall through your spine, and as you exhale, draw your belly back and twist to the left. Inhaling in, lift up tall. Exhaling, very gentle twist. Drop your shoulders down your back. Inhaling in, lift your chest. Exhale, gentle twist. Inhaling in, lift up. And exhale, twist. Inhale, come back to center. Stretch your arms straight out to the sides so that your fingers are in line with your shoulders. Turn the palms up to face the ceiling. Stretch through your fingertips as if you could touch the side walls. Broaden across the front of your chest. Broaden across the backs of your shoulders and hug the muscles of your arms to the bone. Keep lengthening your elbows, firm the triceps in and up. Take one more inhale and exhale. Let the hands come back down to your thighs. Now we'll begin to turn our attention to our legs. Walk your feet together and your knees together if possible. Sit up tall through your spine. Your hands can either be on your lap or you can hold the front of your chair. As you inhale, begin to extend your right heel forward, lifting your foot up so it's in line with your knee and engaging your quad. Press firmly down through your left foot and sit up tall through your spine. Reach through the left heel, press the heel forward, and keep sitting up tall. You can use your hands to actually press down into the seat. Take one more inhale, and as you exhale, slowly return that foot down towards the floor. Moving to the other side, as you inhale, begin to reach the left heel towards the wall in front of you. Lift the heel up, if you can, in line with your knee and press through the heel. Lift the thigh up, lift the chest up, sit up as tall as you can. Engage the quad and press down through your right foot. The more you press down with the right foot, the more you can lift your chest. Take one more inhale and exhale, lower that foot down. Take a nice deep inhale and exhale out fully. And let's try it again, once more on each side. Inhaling in and stretch the right heel forward. If you can, straighten the leg as much as possible so that you can engage your quad. Press down through your sitting bones and your hands, lift up tall through your spine. Keep lifting your chest up, press through the heel, and even squeeze the knees slightly together to engage the inner thighs. Take one more inhale, lift up tall, and exhale, slowly lower the right foot down. Moving on to the left side, as you inhale in, reach the left heel forward. Engage your thigh as much as possible. Press down through the hips, press down through the hands, and lift up tall through your spine. Press through the heel. If you can, squeeze the knees slightly together so that you feel the inner legs engage. Lift up tall, one more breath. And as you exhale, slowly lower that foot down. Now we'll bring some attention to our calves. Keeping your knees and your feet together, as you inhale, come high up onto your tippy toes, engaging the calves. And as you exhale, slowly lower your heels down to the floor. As you inhale in, lifting up high onto your tippy toes, lift the knees up. And as you exhale, press the heels back down to the floor. Inhaling in, coming high up onto your tippy toes, engaging the calves. Exhale, press the heels back down. Inhaling in, lift up high onto the tippy toes. And exhale, pressing the heels back down. With your hands either on your thighs or the armrest, straighten your right heel out in front of you so that your right leg is straight and your heel is on the ground. Press the heel forward and pull the toes back towards your face so that you're stretching through the back of the calf. Reach through the heel, extend the leg. Make your quad very strong, so press your thigh down and lift your chest up a little taller. And then place that foot back on the floor. Now extend your left heel out and place your left heel on the floor. Engage your leg, press your heel down, and pull your toes back towards you so you're stretching through the back of the leg. Lift up tall through your spine, draw your lower belly in, lift your chest up, sit a little taller, and then bend your knee and bring the feet back together. Walk the feet apart so that once again the feet are underneath the knees. Bring your hands onto your thighs or the armrests and take a moment here to lift your spine up tall. Draw your shoulders down your back, draw your lower belly in slightly, and press your feet firmly down into the floor. As you press your sitting bones down, lift a little taller through your spine and close your eyes. Once more, bring your attention back to your body and back to your breath. Take one more deep inhalation in and exhale out completely. Taking this connection with your body and your breath with you into the rest of your day. This has been 10 minutes of yoga for grown-ups.
Of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue. Clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful love.